Not many movies are fated to be better known for how they were made than for what's actually in them. Stolen Summer may be just that kind of movie. Its filming was covered extensively on HBO, and it's in theaters now. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Once upon a time, actors Ben Affleck and Matt Damon decided to do a good deed. They would sponsor an online screenwriting competition called Project Greenlight. The winner would get a pot of gold, $1 million, to make a full-length feature film. No less than the powerful wizard Miramax would distribute the finished project. And an HBO camera crew would be on hand to record everything that went on during the shoot.
Are we outside the car or inside the car, senor?
We're outside the passenger
side. Camera's outside
the car.
Where's the car going to be?
It's going to be over on that street over there.
Okay, so if I need that picture car, we're going to put the camera outside the car, we're going to shoot.
The resulting 12-part Project Greenlight series turned out to be a hit for HBO. The mishaps and tribulations of Pete Jones, the first-time director who won the contest, made for compelling viewing. There was emotion, drama, and suspense. Unfortunately, the film that came out of the project, Stolen Summer, has none of that. Think of Oscar Wilde's line about putting his genius into his life and only his talent into his work. Except that if Pete Jones has any talent, he's managed to keep it hidden.
Hey, Rabbi Jacobson, it's me, Pete O'Malley.
Oh, yes, Mr. O'Malley.
I'm ready to start my quest, but I thought I might need your permission first.
Excellent idea. What are your plans?
I was thinking of setting up this lemonade free trip to heaven stand.
Of course, the old lemonade free trip to heaven stand.
It strains credulity to believe that this lumpy script was the best of the more than 7,300 submitted. And if it was, way too many people have way too much spare time. It feels deeply unfair to have selected such an earnest beginner, someone whose movie experience was limited to working as a production assistant, to direct a film from his own script, no matter how much he wanted to. Watching Project Greenlight and Stolen Summer raises the troubling thought that Jones and his work were selected because he would make the perfect lamb to be led to the slaughter.
Everyone, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I did this to you. First time, I wouldn't do it on the second time.
He's so f***ing green. The studio told me this. The main guy at the studio hates Jack. He's not like him. The studio is not looking to him for a f***ing thing.
Stolen Summer is set in Chicago in 1976. It's the story of an 8-year-old Irish Catholic boy determined to convert his Jewish friend to the true faith so he can get into heaven. The best thing to say about Stolen Summer is that it's not quite as bad as those Sunday morning religious TV shows of yesteryear. On the other hand, it lasts a lot longer than half an hour.
Do you know Pete is going over to a synagogue trying to convert Jewish people? What? I'm not finding that as funny.
Funny? Little boy searching for meaning in his life.
Stolen Summer is so feeble, the studio has almost buried the title on the film's own poster. By far the biggest letters go to the phrase, the Project Greenlight movie, and the tagline, you saw the backstabbing, now see the final cut. Don't even think about it.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic with the Los Angeles Times.